are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, that's where you're tuned in to. Welcome to the afternoon drive right here on the Adventist World Radio SID Media, the best Christian radio station this side of Christ coming. And as we go into the final discussion for our series, we've been talking healthful living this week. Emotional health and spirituality is our focus today. And usually when we talk about health, usually the focus, the attention is drawn to only the physical aspects. But there is more to health than just that, you see. And as we conclude the series then, we're are going to be discussing emotional and spiritual well-being, highlighting how these two, in actual fact, are intertwined. Babu Pokonse, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon, and how are you?
We're doing very well, doing very well. The Lord is still keeping us. There are no complaints. God is good. God is good.
By His mercies, we
yes,
are
sir.
Good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you? How are you doing? How's the family?
It's just a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
But nice. Otherwise, yeah, we're keeping well. Yeah,
where are you based, Bogonze?
We are based in Port Mariko. We're running a lifestyle center in a country site of Sirest, which is Port Mariko. About 3 hours I would drive from Pretoria, drive from Johannesburg.
So you're in the northwest?
That's where we actually play. We are in the northwest.
Okay, now how's the Lord been treating you there? How long have you been running the center?
We've been running the center for past 7 to 8 years for now.
Nice.
As a family. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's been a while. Yeah, we've once had established in Joburg, not far from UA, before we moved to Northwest.
So are you just doing on the piece of property you're having? Is it just the lifestyle center you're having, or are you doing other projects as well?
We do other projects as well. Mm-hmm. Not only the lifestyle, we also manufacture healthful products, healthy foods, healthy ointments, and there's a lot that we do.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a range of product lines that we do, but all in all, we try to be diverse when it comes to health education and accessibility of health products as much as possible.
Amen. You remind me how you're taking seriously of that passage where Christ says, "Occupy till I come." You are truly taking that. I love that. No, it's an inspiration.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brother Sam, thank you so much for being with us this week. As we go into this final conversation, we're talking emotional health. What is that about? I mean, we've usually understood physical health. We might even try to grasp what spiritual health is. We're now coming to terms with this idea of mental health. Emotional health? Talk to us.
Emotional health. We are emotional beings, Mr. Fiyatiti. Yeah. And God is an emotional, divine being. Mm. He's a God of love. Mm. You know, for Him to love, it requires emotions.
Okay.
And
okay.
we hurt Him. You know, He feels pain whenever we go astray. You know, He's a jealous God. You know, whenever we choose the other side. So He's an emotional God who has created emotional beings. And the Bible is all about emotions. The gospel is about emotions and how best we need to regulate our emotions. Even Christ says, two new laws that I give you, to love God with all of your heart, your mind, and your strength. Those are emotions. Christ's emotions.
Okay.
To love all of your heart, your mind, strength, and mind. And He also says love, and also to love yourself as you love your neighbor. It definitely requires emotions. So we need to actually unpack where emotions come from in our bodies. What are emotions? Emotions are actually made up of hormones. Hormones are actually the most, the component, the endocrine system is the one responsible for emotions, which are made up of hormones itself. I'm sure you must have heard of, oxytocin, the happy hormones, serotonin,
dopamine.
Endorphins, and you find, you know, the sad hormones, the stress hormones, which are your cortisols, you know. But just to unpack this, the endocrine system basically, primarily is made up of hormones. Hormones are chemical messengers that are secreted directly into the blood. They are chemical messengers, you know. So these are chemicals, you know, with messages, you know, secreted into the blood, and they are carried through. They are carried throughout your organs and tissues of the body to exert different functions. You know, what functions are they? Example, your development and your growth. Your hormones are responsible for that. How your body metabolizes the food. Your hormones are responsible for that. Your sexual function and reproductive growth and health, your hormones are actually responsible for that. Your cognitive function and moods, you know, you must have heard already, all I need is moods, you know. Your hormones are responsible for your moods. And we find that when even Christ says, if someone slaps you on your left, ask him to also slap you more
The right.
on your
Yeah, that's a
right.
tough one.
So it requires a very strong hormonal balance system, a very strong endocrine system. Your body temperatures and actually your hormones are responsible also for your body temperatures and your even when you are thirsty. So there are different types of glands in your body system that regulate different types of hormones. Whenever you are hungry, there's a gland that's responsible of that. How you regulate your emotions, there's a gland that's responsible for that. Your sleep, you know, and the production of hormones, and that's the hypothalamus. You know, there's a gland in your brain that is responsible for that. Your sleeping patterns, there's a gland responsible for that. I think we established it last night about, so last yesterday, so the pineal gland, you know, regulating your sleeping patterns. It's very important also that whenever you sleep at night, to have your light switched off. That's when your melatonin is actually being activated.
I heard what you need to have the room completely dark.
Completely dark and hours away from blue light as well, you know. Failure to that actually affects your development and growth, you know. So that various glands that secrete different hormones.
How do you nurture
So.
then? How do you nurture then this emotional health, seeing that there is so much going on in the body, and like you're saying, very, very emotional beings that we are. How then do we take care of this? I mean, we know how to take care of our
Definitely.
physical bodies, our mental mind. We're trying to learn now the spiritual part. We've always, especially as a Christian radio station, that's what we usually are hammering on. Emotional, how do we take care of that?
And you know, the strange, interesting part is that diet plays a huge role, a huge factor as well in how our hormones are regulated, the effectiveness of our hormones. And if you have a well-balanced endocrine system, it will be shown by a good emotional state, how you regulate stress. Stress is basically your cortisol being released, and you find that there are certain diets that are rich in cortisols, fleshy meat. You know, they are high in cortisols.
That's why we are
You
always
basically
moody
look
when we
at
eat
you.
meat.
Exactly, and you look at that cow, you see it's moody.
Well,
You
that's why
say
it
you
says
are
moo.
what you
That's
eat.
why it says moo.
High levels of cortisol. You look at that chicken that's always fearful, you know, and you're always fearful overnight, you know, high cortisol. Cortisols are we need
Hi, brother
cortisols
Pokoti. Hi, hi, hi.
for there's a certain point, part where cortisol plays its role. You know, whenever you are on adrenaline, you know, you react very quick. You need cortisol to wake up in the morning. You know, those are stress hormones, you know. But strange part, okay, you find certain foods or diets like chocolate and coffee, by the way, they are high in aphrodisiac. You know, basically they are aphrodisiac. They are sexual they regulate your sexuality, they increase your sexuality, you know. So basically, like cocoa and coffee, you know, maybe if we can reserve them for married people, you know, because they
Okay.
stimulate, they greatly stimulate your pleasure hormones, you know. And you find the types of fats that we ingest in our system, actually fats are the building block of hormones. Fats, the types of fats that you ingest. There's dietary fats, and in dietary fats you find various types of fats. There's saturated fats. These are your animal fats, your lard. Saturated fats basically are fats that have little or too less of nutrition. Right, and you may find monounsaturated fats. These are your these are very high in nutrition. Take note, fats are the building block of hormones. So if you want good hormones or a well-balanced hormone, a well-balanced endocrine system, go get good fats with high nutrition. So you find your avocados, olive oil, you know, unprocessed canola oil, peanut oil, almonds, pecans, and pumpkin seeds. These actually build up your hormones.
Not the fat from meat.
Many will testify actually that where there's always illness or sickness, it's always accompanied by a hormonal imbalance diet. By the way, followed by an imbalanced diet, your hormones will be unbalanced. So yesterday we also established about women who go through monthly menstrual cycles,
Yes.
and many will testify that the reason why I experience pains, you know, in my menstrual cycles, that's because my hormones are imbalanced. You know, good herbs out there, good herbs out there, like the ashwagandha, they help into regulating your hormones. The fats part is also important on knowing the types of fats that you buy. You know, the yellow fats that you buy in conventional stores,
Yes.
like the sunflower oil, the processed canola
Yes.
oil, those are heat processed oils. You know, we always advise for people to go for cold pressed oils. What happens in processing the oil, they use heat temperatures, and in using heat temperatures, the molecular structure of the oil or of that bean
Changes. Okay.
changes,
Okay.
and it becomes carcinogenic. You know, it
Oof.
becomes carcin you know, high levels of cancer
So
can be produced,
what's
you
the
know, by
cold pressed
those
oil then?
oils. Cold pressed oils, you find coconut oil.
Okay.
Basically on room temperatures, they become liquid, you know, but on cold temperatures they harden, you know.
Oh, man, I
So they
thought that was
basically they
saturated fats.
actually they are categorized as saturated fats, but the good thing is that they still have their nutrients, omega 3, 6, and 9. You know, that's the good side of it. So that's coconut oil. Oil is also part of the saturated fat. That's the good side part of it. But you find animal fats that don't have any nutrients on
And
whenever
olive oil?
they olive oil is it's under monounsaturated fats.
Is
So
it cold
normally
pressed
you
oil?
find olive oil is cold pressed. So normally you find make sure that when you buy like olive oil or you mentioned something olive oil, make sure that you buy them in a bottle form. So you notice that they are in a dark bottle, you know, things like olive oil, avocado oil, you know, they're not if that's because of the exposure of light, preventing the exposure of
Oh,
light. So
may I just thought it was a marketing strategy.
no, the heat temperatures one, you'll notice they are in the plastic and so forth. They're already heated. There's nothing there. There's
Yo.
nothing there but carcinogenic. Carcinogenic.
Hey, Mama Pocotsi, there's nothing at all.
You can access some of these things, and the nice thing, they last, you know. Good fats, they last, and you basically invest on your health, you
True,
know. That's the
true.
nice thing about it. You
Papa
know, it
Konsi.
helps. By not investing on your health, it's expensive,
So
you know.
true, it
Medical
becomes
bills are
more
expensive
costly.
than you not expensive.
Now, maybe as we draw to the close, I want to give you an opportunity to then wrap up the lesson in a few, but maybe in the next 2 minutes or so, talk to us about the way emotional health speaks very closely, maybe even more closely, some would argue, than our physical well-being, how emotional health speaks to our spiritual life.
Definitely. So you find that your endocrine system serves as a gateway to your spiritual life, you know. Your emotions. Remember, I said we serve God by our emotions. You know, for you to love your enemy requires very good emotions. But if you are high in cortisols, if you eat diet that is high in cortisols, it will make it hard for you to function very well in life, in society. When I began, I said these are chemical messengers that are actually secreted into your bloodstream. When you eat food, you know, in digestion through the digestion process, the nutrients are also they're also absorbed, you know, in your small intestine to your bloodstream, you know, and your body knows where to take what and where to take what, you know. The liver itself, it's an organ that actually regulates all these processes. So we find that your endocrine system sits in the middle on how well effective you are in life. Are you finishing your goals in life? It requires emotions. Your diet plays a huge role in such, you know. We see when someone drinks alcohol, they get drunk in 15 or 30 minutes, you know, and they speak foolishly in most cases. And that's because of the mind. And is intoxicated. So what you ingest actually affects your glands itself, you know, how effective you are, in society. You know, I always say that old age is not the number of years that you live, but old age is how much you've put in the number of years that you have now. You know, so you find people who are old age, but they haven't not lived yet, you know. And your purpose in life is driven by you finishing your tasks, by you fulfilling your purpose in life. And it requires sobriety, it requires soberness, and soberness requires a good hormonal balanced state, and a good hormonal balanced state requires what actually builds your hormones. Your hormones are actually being built by what you ingest.
By what you ingest. And we underestimate the power of food, I think. That's really the bottom line of it. We don't really take cognizance of how much impact it has. But Pokonze, thank you so much for the week.
Definitely. Yeah. Just to close, just to close up, you've requested recommended books.
I was saying
You
before we
know,
get to the
yeah, I
books,
would be doing
before we get to the
I'll
books,
be doing
before we get to the books,
yeah.
I wanted to give you an opportunity just to sum up the lesson of this week, healthful living. And maybe in a minute or so, just tell us what the gist of everything we've learned is all about, that the listener can actually say, yes, I will go back and listen to the podcast, but this is what the lesson has been
Definitely.
about.
Definitely. From when did we start? The 1st of January or the
Yeah,
2nd
the
of
first, yeah.
January? Or the 1st of January. Okay, we actually had established that what consists health. Health is not only the physical, but it's a state of completeness of your physical, your mental, and spiritual well-being or social well-being. And health is not just merely the absence of disease, you know. So your health encompasses all these three
Yes.
dimensions. And throughout scriptures, God wants us to, you know, to emphasize all these three dimensions. Hence he says, you know, even Paul says, I will serve God with my mind. I will serve the law of God services, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So that's what encompasses health in itself. Then on the 2nd of January, you know, we broke down the anatomical, you know, lesson or education that that you are composed of 11 systems, which is your digestive system, respiratory system, which is your breathing, nervous system. This is your brain, spinal cord, and your nerves, the cardiovascular system, integumentary system that deals with your hair, skin, and nail. And in all these systems, you know, if you don't take care of each of these systems, actually they correlate with each other. You fail to take care of one system can actually affect the other system. And actually that's where, in fact, each system has its own disease. You know, if I eat foods that lack calcium, you know, which you find in green vegetables, you know, you find that my bones will be depleted. You know, how my body metabolizes food will be depleted. You know, that's your digestive system. Your bones is your skeletal system. Then on the 3rd of January, we spoke about different foods, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
The types of foods.
Yeah, the healthy eating. Yeah.
Basically healthy foods, you know, which are considered of your grains, your legumes, fruits and vegetables. And we also established the science behind when to eat, what to eat, regularity in eating, that you just don't eat in jail, you know that you have just eaten and my body machine, it's in process, you know. I don't want to disturb the machine, and it takes about 4 to 5 hours for this machine to complete its process, you know, and nothing should be ingested within that process unless I, on exception to water, and that's after 2 hours, by the way, you know. So by taking in something, let's have eaten something, and in the next 2 or 3 hours I eat something again, I'm messing up with the juices that are secreted.
Okay.
The stomach juices that are secreted to break down the food. So basically, I'm starting the machine to square one again while it was trying to break down, you know, those foods and to finish the process and pass it down to your small intestines where absorption will take place, you know. So we established that you don't mix fruits and vegetables together whenever you are eating, you know, because of the different coenzymes that you find.
I gave you 1 minute. You are giving us the lesson all over again. You're supposed to be wrapping up.
Yeah, then today is today. Today is today. So in closure, the recommended books, I'll recommend the book Counsels on Diet and Food by Ellen White. She's that book is just so rich, highly rich, you know, highly rich. Then we also have our own receipt books of healthy foods, of healthy foods that one can consider. I believe you'll share the numbers after the.
You can share even now how people can get in touch with you.
Okay. Okay. It's 081. 360-2152. That's Radiant Home Lifestyle.
Okay.
And if you want to order, yeah, we've produced you know, self-published our own recipe books.
Nice.
That you may find. It's a 4 booklet that contains your breakfast, lunch ideas, savory dishes, your juices, and making your own sauces and desserts at home, you know. So you can contact those numbers if you're interested. Highly delicious. I enjoy my meals every day. Then lastly, you can also for modern writers, one modern writer I enjoy is a book by Dr. George Pamplona.
Okay.
Dr. George Pamplona. He has written a very quite comprehensive material on body, healthy body and positive mind. And the numbers that you can contact is 082-211-9077. 082-211-9077. That's a literature evangelist. She's a literature evangelist. So she sells those books by Dr. George Pamplona. You'll also thank me. both on the receipt books and also the books are for mentioned.
Ah, indeed. Marvelous stuff, marvelous stuff. No, thank you so much, my elder. We really appreciate your time and the wealth of information that you've shared
God
with
bless
us.
You.
May God bless you as you go on into the rest of the of the year.
May God bless the listeners as well. We thank the Lord.
Amen.
Be blessed. Amen.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That is my brother Samuel Mpo Pogonsi taking us through healthful living the lifestyle. My. And I pray that you have benefited and taken something out of that lesson.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.